Hare Krishna. Here's Japa Book, Chapter 20, continuing with quotations from Srila Prabhupada. Letter to Rupa Vilas Das and others, June 20th, 1972. If you stick to these principles with determination, then you will become free from all attachment to Maya by Krishna's grace. The example is that when the sun is in the sky, there is no question of darkness. Similarly, when Hare Krishna mantra is vibrating on your tongue and you are hearing attentively, then your consciousness becomes clear or Krishna conscious, and there's no question of Maya or hazy consciousness. Just as when the light and darkness come together, the darkness cannot stand before the light, so Maya cannot remain in the presence of Krishna. Always remember, therefore, to chant Hare Krishna at least 16 rounds daily, and that will save you in all circumstances without any doubt. This is a letter to Radha Balava, thus January 6, 1972, from Srila Prabhupada. Chanting japa should be done early in the morning, with full concentration, preferably during the Brahma Muhurta time. Concentrate fully on the sound vibration of the mantra, pronouncing each name distinctly, and gradually your speed in chanting will increase naturally. Do not worry so much about chanting fast. Most important is the hearing. Guest says to Prabhupada, she is also doing that japa. And while this mala, doing mala, and during... Let me start this one again. She is also doing that japa, and while this mala doing mala and doing the japa, the mind doesn't remain fixed on, in God. You know it wanders about. So what is the way of fixing the mind? Prabhupada, to hear. Hare Krishna, chant and hear. Guest one, speak loudly. Guest two, Indian lady, speak loudly, but still the mind goes away here and there. Prabhupada. Then that is called abhasya yoga yuktena chetasa nanya gamina, that you have to practice. We have got a sankhya counting that you must perform so many times. Then gradually, this is the only harinama, 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 eva kevalam, talo anasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatianyata. So we have to follow. And actually, it is becoming effective. Guess two, I think it takes many births to have the effect. Prabhupada, no, you could have immediately, provided you follow the rules and regulations. That's all. Not many births. Immediately. Tat chanat. Shushushabis. Tat chanat. In the Bhagavata, it is said, Ishwara sadyo riddhi avarudyate shushushabis. Tat chanat. The tat chanat means immediately. But one must be very eager, that's all. That is the only qualification. Otherwise, Sukadev Goswami Vyasudeva would not have used this word takshanat immediately. Morning Walk, Los Angeles, December 21st, 1973. This is from a purport from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7.5.23-24. There is no way to atone for any of these offenses. It is therefore recommended that an offender at the feet of the holy name continue to chant the holy name 24 hours a day. Constant chanting of the holy name will make one free of offenses. And then he will gradually be elevated to the transcendental platform on which he can chant the pure holy name and thus become a lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should be very humble and meek to offer one's desires and chant prayers composed in glorification of the holy name, such as Ayim Mukta Kular Upashyamanam and Navritta Shara Bhagyamanam. One should chant such prayers to become free from offenses at the lotus feet of the holy name. And this is one from the Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 8th chapter, 53rd verse, the purport. Another point established in this verse is that meditation should be carried on with the chanting of a mantra. Chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the easiest process of meditation in this age. As soon as one chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he sees the form of Krishna, Rama, and their energies. And that is the perfectional stage, the perfect stage of trance. One should not artificially try to see the form of the Lord while chanting Hare Krishna. But when the chanting is performed offensively, the Lord will automatically reveal himself to the view of the chanter. The chanter, therefore, has to concentrate on hearing the vibration. And without extra endeavor on his part, the Lord will automatically appear. Here are some excerpts from letters written by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If we chant the holy name loudly, then the temptation of laziness will not be able to swallow us up. Remain in this place and chant the holy name in a regular fashion. Read the Chaitanya Bhagavata and the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu is particularly merciful to those who are humble in mind and who consider themselves incapable. Do not be preoccupied with the end result of chanting. Rather, chant Krishna's name constantly with patience and tolerance, forbearance. The Lord will certainly not sit and do nothing. Sit silently and do nothing. Gaura Hari will certainly reward every practitioner according to the nature of his practice. All auspiciousness comes from the regular chanting of a fixed number of holy names. It gives me great joy to know that you have understood this. Do not let up simply because of various mundane thoughts disturb you while you are chanting the holy name. Such useless thoughts will gradually disappear as a result of chanting, so don't become agitated on account of them. You cannot get the result of chanting prematurely. When you have a great deal of attraction for the holy name, the allure of mundane thoughts will diminish. If we do not have great enthusiasm for chanting, how will we ever get rid of such thoughts? If we serve the holy name with our bodies, minds, and souls, then the named will reveal his all auspicious form to us. If one is interested in advancing in chanting Hare Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises that one be humbler than the grass and more tolerant than a tree. One should not be very proud of his intelligence, but should give all respect to others. In this way, one can chant Hare Krishna offenselessly. We should constantly pray to the holy name for his mercy. As you run your hands over your japamala, think that you are touching Lord Gaurasundar's lotus feet. That is the way we should chant. If you wish to give up offenses while chanting, then just go on chanting constantly and the offenses will stop. Sriman Mahaprabhu gave all his powers to Rupa Goswami. So pray to Sri Rupa and his followers and beg them to bestow Mahaprabhu's mercy on you. You should especially pray to the personified name to make you worthy of serving him. Through the Lord's name, the Lord of the name, Nama Prabhu, will take up residence in your heart. Rotama Das Thakur has written, "Have died without worshipping Gaura. I've spent my life striving for things without any value and made no effort to attain the truly valuable." Chant the holy name in the way that Narottama did. No distress born of contact with the sense objects will be able to touch you. No one should reduce his service to the Lord even unto his last breath. The only real necessity in this human form of life which can produce the only true value is Hari Kirtan. Leading a life of lethargy in the name of worshipping in solitude is one type of deception. Meaningless poverty in the name of renunciation is another. These are unnecessary as they obstruct Hari Kirtan. Hold off living in a secluded cottage for many lifetimes, for your mind will lead you to engage in subtle or hidden sense gratification. I advise you, rather, to begin by engaging your every act in the service of Krishna. With this mental attitude, we should attempt to spread the glories of the spiritual master in Mahaprabhu, and in this way, we will win Mahaprabhu's blessings and be able to truly worship the Lord's name. Hare Krishna. So we'll end that section of the quotations about the holy name from chapter chapter 20 of the Japa book, to be continued. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna.